Sheffield Shield's been butchered. The Duke Bulls. What a stupid idea that is. A Henrik's batting at 5. The toss in Birmingham. What happened to Finch's captaincy? He was going beautifully. Agar bowls with a new ball in a T20 game. Calder Nile just picked it, hadn't played any games. The kid Holland, very disappointed Steve Smith's captaincy. Body language was disgraceful. Who's answering all these questions?
I don't know who's answering any of these questions.
He's asking a lot.
Rodney Hogg for Steve and Carlo and the boys at Windsor Management. Insurance brokers for all your insurance needs. I wonder what sort of a mood he's in today. G'day, Hoggy.
Did I hear half in the background say he's up today?
Yep.
You're always up, Hoggy.
Well, yeah. I'm up. I'm out of bed. That's why I'm up, for
What's
sure.
What's wrong with you?
A little bit of the flu. That's why I'm not in with you blokes today. But good. Pretty exciting day today because it's the 20th of September and off go the Aussies to South Africa with David Saker's first day at the office, in the office. So, and I'm looking through here and I'm thinking to myself, this is a pretty exciting time if you're a Victorian cricketer. Mm. A very exciting time because I just sort of think over the next few months it's going to be the hardest summer we've had for a long time. We're up against the South Africans. How the selectors are going to pick the side, who knows? There's 5 one-days. There's a bit of a Matador Cup. There's one Shield game with the pink ball, and then there's a test match. And we are playing this summer against three... We've got three test matches against the South Africans. They've got a really red-hot attack, and then the Pakistanis. So I feel there's going to be opportunities aplenty this summer. And who better than the Victorians who won the Shield last year? For starters... You've got Wadey going over there. Mm. Now, when you play good sides with really good attacks, you can't have a crappy middle order. And that's what Australia have got at the moment, a pathetic middle order. So you've got Wadey. You've got a bloke called Neville. Now, he's under the spotlight, Neville. Wadey makes some runs, son. You're a good chance to get in the first test, for sure. So there's one. You've also got the first test matches in Perth, the big fella Hastings. John Duke Hastings or John Wayne Hastings, whatever you want to call him,
yes.
He is on fire. So he could make your fourth quick for Perth. And then you've got the opening batting spot. And I'm there's quite a few spots, but there's the opening batting spot. Burns out of form, Khawaja out of form, Sean Marsh broken finger. How good's this kid Dean? Doesn't get much of an opportunity because there's one Shield game. There's one bloke who I really feel... now, he could come out of left field. He didn't play in the Shield last summer. Aaron Finch. He's tough. Mm. He's going to be up against Dale Steyn right from the start. He's going to be playing against the attack. The 5 one-days that we play in South Africa, that's the same attack virtually. Well, Morkel will come in for Lander, but that'll be nearly the same attack that we hit in the first test match in the summer. Now, Finchie can really get stuck into him. And comes back here and blitzes him. He may come out of left field and get a test match.
So you have to play test cricket, Hoggy, Aaron Finch. And why are you suggesting that now might be the time?
Well, I'm just thinking if the cards fall properly, last summer, the last couple of summers, or especially last summer, we were up against a pop gun attack. Now, just at the moment, after what happened in Sri Lanka, we're all over the place. We thought we had a great settled Australian side, but we haven't got one. I just sort of feel Finchie, it might sound a bit silly, but out of left field, but he's been around the scene for a long time. We've got a new batting coach, Graham Hick. He might take him under his wing. And he's up against the same attack that we play this summer.
Where do you put him in the order?
He opens. He'll open in the one day. If he blitzes Dale Steyn, I know it's a white ball, but if he blitzes Dale Steyn and you've got Khawaja and Burns don't get any runs and Marsh doesn't come up, you may find Finch just comes out of left field because of his toughness and the way he goes in these 5 one-days. Now, he's got to do that. That's still got to be done. And he's got to come back here. He's got to make a poultice of runs. And the other one is that might come out of left field is Marcus Stoinis. Well, to me, Wadey's a tick. Kick Wadey for the first test match. Marcus Stoinis is another one. We keep saying about Marsh not making any runs. So people are going to be under the spotlight. And there's a lot of Victorian cricketers that may just get some Guernseys this summer in the Australian side.
What about Pete Hanscom? You were talking about Travis Dean before. He made 807 runs last year for the Vics in his real breakout season. Of course, I think 100 in the Shield final was huge. But Pete Hanscom made nearly 800 runs as well. He's been on the radar for a little while. Plays spin very well. Not that that's the South African strength, but any chance of him getting a look in this summer from test level, Hoggy?
That's why I love working with you, Half. because I've got his name written down on my sheet here and I overlooked it. That's what you do when you've got the flu. You overlook things. So Hanscom as well. How good's this Foger? So did he have? Was he a couple of seasons wonder? But all of a sudden he started in Sri Lanka, no good. Is he on the fall? Is he going to have a bad summer? So that might open up the spot for Hanscom. Isn't it interesting when you look at the Shield final last night? I know they're not going away to play first-class cricket these 5 one-dayers, but Hanscom makes 112 and 61 not out. Travis Dean, this is in the Shield final. Travis Dean, 111 and 54. Yep. Marcus Stornis, 35 and 72. And Travis Head, who's going away with the Australian side, makes 21 and 1. So just try and work that one out. Travis Dean, pretty hard for an opening batsman who got 111 in the Shield final. When's his next game? It's the he may have played some stuff overseas, but I don't follow that. His next real game will probably be one chance in the in a Shield game against Tassie at the MCG under lights. So if you're an opening batsman and you're a slow one like Rogers was, how do you break really into the Australian side these days? Pretty hard to do. You really need some good quick stocking over our batsmen to open up an opportunity. So there's opportunities of plenty there. And as I said, David Saker, he's off with us and there'll be no bull with David Saker. We won't see any ridiculous decisions now with Saker at the helm. You gave me, there's an intro there where I go through a lot of points. Another point to add to that is Peter Faulkner. Peter Faulkner gets back from Sri Lanka, is asked to run in a
2K.
James Faulkner. Okay, his father.
Flu.
Peter, that's
flu.
Okay, thank you.
It's a flu, Hoggy. I understand.
Yep, that's right. Old age, Alzheimer's and the flu. And all the wrapped into one.
Yes.
So James Faulkner gets back. He's back for about 3 days from Sri Lanka, and he's forced to do a 2K trial. Now, he said to them, look, I'm getting a bit of treatment. You know I've got some problems here. I want to get myself right. I've got to be managed. No, you've got to do the 2K trial. So he does a 2K trial, does a calf, and's missing for 4 weeks and doesn't go to South Africa. And there was 15 players originally going to South Africa. Now there's only 14. I'm not sending a replacement for Peter. Not Peter Faulkner, James Faulkner. Peter will probably go as well. His father loves tagging along with him.
Right.
Although
Hoggy, the one thing I don't understand about the way we select our teams, Usman Khawaja, go back, 10 months, he's the best batsman in the world in all forms of cricket.
Yep.
He goes places where the pitches do not suit the style of play that he produces, and he plays his way out of form. We were about to go to South Africa, where I imagine the wickets are more similar to ours than any other place in the whole world. Why isn't he a walk-up start back in that test team?
Well, this is what happens sometimes. You get on a roll, then you lose your form, and you might say horses for courses, but how do you get back in the side? Luckily, Mitch, Sean Marsh, I'm getting all the people, the first names, so just stick with surnames, I think. Khawaja's back in place of the Marsh with the broken finger.
So surely if you're Usman Khawaja, and you get to the top of the pyramid.
Might have been a one-season wonder.
You get to the top of that pyramid. Think about how many people are in that pyramid. He gets to the top of that pyramid. He goes to a place where he's not very good. Yet now there are pitches where he's very good and we're not giving him a walk-up start into that team. That staggers me.
Yeah, well, he'll get an opportunity now because... Bailey's in form, so he may not be a walk-up start for the one day. So you're right, he was on fire. And I thought we've got another megastar last summer. But he had an opportunity. He didn't play him very well in Sri Lanka. Took the gas. And we don't want superstars taking the gas. Marco was a spinning wicket. He should have been on a
He's no good on those pitches.
An off-spinner who turned a bee's diaphragm, and he got bowled. He didn't play at it. So he lost his form. That's what happens at this level. That's why it's the top of the pyramid. It's hard to stay there if you don't quite grab it when you got there and you didn't grab it.
Yeah. Hoggy, you're a star. Get well.
Thank you.
See you later. Rodney Hogg there for Stephen Carlo and the boys at Windsor Management, insurance brokers for all your insurance needs.